Of course, it's Tuesday. We talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Sean Hassani is on the line. Sean Hassani, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for having us as the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa. And good morning to the listeners.
It's an absolute pleasure. And Sean Hassani, this morning we're talking about breakfast. And they say it's one of the most important meals of the day. And the question is, why is it so important to eat breakfast, especially for children and adolescents?
Yes. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day because it sets the tone for a healthier lifestyle. It boosts the energy levels, and also it supports the overall well-being. A nutritious breakfast that provides essential nutrients like fiber, vitamins, and minerals is an essential part of helping children to grow healthier and to stay focused during school. Research shows that breakfast eaters tend to be more active, and they make healthier choices, and also they have a better eating habits throughout the day, because when you eat breakfast, you are less likely to snack on unhealthy food that is high in fat and sugar. And also breakfast will help you to achieve as well as to maintain a healthier body weight, prevent chronic disease like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and also for the less learners, it will also improve their alertness, moodiness, academic score, as well as class behavior, because they are able to focus throughout the whole day.
Right, right. And I like the way you mentioned moodiness there, because I know when I don't have breakfast and I'm grumpy the whole day. But what should a healthy breakfast consist of?
It's a nutritious breakfast that should ideally include two or more food groups to provide a balance of essential nutrients. So it's more than just a morning cup or a cup of coffee. A balanced diet breakfast, it's also crucial to keep you fuller for a longer and also to improve the variety of nutrients provided by the meal. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to healthier breakfast, we need to aim to combine whole grains, fruit and vegetables with a fruit or a vegetable, as well as a lean protein. We can do this, for example, by including a scrambled egg with a tomato and a whole grain toast. It's also important to opt for a drink cleaning safe water or a glass of milk instead of sugary drinks, because milk will provide children with the calcium as well as vitamin D to strengthen their bone. Uh-huh. And clean safe water will also make us to stay hydrated throughout the day.
Okay, so that's essentially what a balanced breakfast is. But now time in the morning sometimes is a problem. So how can I fuel up with a healthy breakfast when time's running out? You know, the morning rush and getting the kids ready and everything, suddenly breakfast takes second place.
Yes. I know we sometimes run short of time, but if you are really in a hurry, it's important that you grab something to have on the go or at work. For example, you can grab a fruit with unsweetened low-fat yogurt. Mm. The other thing that can help is always to peel and chop fruits like apples, pears, and pineapples into slices and freeze them in a Ziploc bags in advance. You can also make overnight oats that you can just grab in the morning, because if you start preparing a day before, in the morning it will be easier for you to just grab those things, pack them in a lunch box or in a bag that you take to work, then you can eat on the way or in the car or at work. The other thing that we can do as well, it's also to cook amazing meal porridge a night before or earlier on and let it cool, because once you let the porridge cool, it also helps to lower glycemic index, which means that it will provide a glucose into the digestive system slowly, and also it will help you to feel for a longer time. The other thing as well that we need to try to do is also to try and avoid refined sweetened breakfast cereals, because these things, they have high excessive amount of sugar that won't make you fuller for a longer time, and also it will release glucose into your bloodstream faster, which means that it might cause you to have a spike of blood glucose, and soon after, like 30 minutes, an hour, you will start feeling tired. So we rather want to fill with something that's whole grain or fruit and a vegetable.
Okay. And what do you do if you're not hungry when you wake up? And you probably then think, well, I don't really feel like breakfast, but you know that you should actually have breakfast.
Yes. And when you're not feeling like you want to eat, it's also you can then break up your breakfast into smaller portable portions. If you're not hungry first thing in the morning, you can grab something on the go for a little later, like a piece of fruit as well as unsweetened loaf to your gut as you head out of the door. The other thing, you can also pack a healthier sandwich to enjoy later. You just need to make sure that you keep nutritious snacks handy so that you store them so that you can eat them later. For example, you can also keep things like different nuts that when you do feel hungry, you can pick like your hand, you eat them, because those will also prevent you from snacking or eating food that are high in sugar.
Right, right. And how can I save time in order to have breakfast in the morning? You know, what can I do apart from probably getting up a little bit earlier?
It's as simple as starting your day 10 minutes earlier to allow time for preparing as well as eating breakfast. The thing that you can do is to set out dishes, utensils, and non-perishable ready-to-serve food, such as a whole grain bread or a whole grain cereals on the counter the night before. The other thing that you can do as well in the fridge, you can pack the things that you know that you're going to use in the fridge in front and take those that you're not going to use in the morning and put them at the back. For example, you can put like low-fat milk and flavored yogurt as well, fresh fruit in the front of the fridge, because this will also save you time to be looking for them in the fridge in the morning. The other thing that you can do as well is to prepare a grab-and-go breakfast by layering fruit, cereal, unflavored low-fat yogurt or fat-free yogurt in a sealable container. You can also add oats for overnight oats. You can also boil your eggs a night before so that they are ready for a quick breakfast to make a sandwich in the morning. The other thing that you can do as well in the morning so that you save up on time is always to consider cooking a little extra for the next day breakfast while making supper, because if you cook some things a night before, in the morning you won't need much time to prepare them. Yeah. And the other also important thing, choose things that are easy to prepare in the morning so that you don't spend a lot of time preparing for breakfast.
Yes, so in other words, it all boils down to planning and getting everything prepared the night before, even so that when you go to bed, you know, when you wake up, everything's ready for you.
Yes, it's all about preparing a night before so that in the morning you don't have to be spending a lot of time doing preparation that could have been done a night before. And also it will help you to also have enough time to sit and eat your breakfast better before you head to work.
And so that it's not just grab and run and, you know, leaving half of it behind. But Shonisani, how can the Heart and Stroke Foundation has got a lot of resource material available and a lot of good advice. How do listeners get in touch with you?
Our listeners can go to our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. We do also have a collection of recipe books that does have breakfast recipes that are easy to follow. They can see it on the website and use some of the recipes to start preparing healthier breakfast for themselves and their family. If they want to speak with any of our dietitians or our health professional nurses, they can call us on 021-422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very much and looking forward to chatting next week.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Chat again next week and thank you to the listeners.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks. That's Shonisani Nepalama, the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation.